Today's shiur is dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mrs. Yael Gurevich in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shiur is the zchus for refuah shleima for shalom ben bracha. Today's shiur is Masechet Ksubos daf ayin beis, and we will begin on daf ayin aleph amud beis at the bottom line. Hamadras ishtai. We learned in our mission in the previous shiur that somebody makes a neder that his wife may not go to the base of Ovel, to the base of Mishta. The loch is Yotze v'yeten Ksuba. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, the base of Mishta. Somebody who makes a neder that his wife cannot go to any place, any social gathering. Ikal Nail b'fanel. She can't enjoy her life. It's considered, what's happening here is that he's shutting her off from any social interaction. But if he says that she's not allowed to go to the Shiva home, ask the Gemara, my noel ikka b'fanao, why is this considered so serious? Answers the Gemara, Tana, b'macha hi mesa, because it's considered such a terrible thing for her, b'macha hi mesa, because when she will pass away, then kaberi saifta, nobody will come to participate in Halavaya. She's concerned because she didn't participate in their Levayas. Vika Damri, another say, Ein kol beri soifna. Nobody will bury her. She didn't participate in any people's Levaya. No people won't participate in Halavaya. So the Magen Gebarim explains, what is the difference between these two versions? So he explains, according to the version that Ein Kaberi Soifta, that version is not concerned that no one will bury her. Because certainly there's always going to be somebody who's going to bury a Jewish person. There are Chevra Kadishas that make sure that every Jewish person is buried. And moreover, he explains that usually women usually are not the ones that participate in the burial of a mace. So to be concerned because she didn't participate in burying other people, nobody will bury her, is a far-fetched concern. But if she didn't participate in people's levayas, the concern that just like she didn't participate in levayas and nobody will be masped at her, nobody will say eulogy in her, is a real concern. The other one, Dharma, says that just because nobody's going to say a hesped on her is not considered a very serious concern. Why is it not considered a very serious concern? Because there are people that don't need a hesped. And there's a question in the Gemara, is a hesped yikra d'chaya or yikra d'meisi? Is the hesped in honor of the living or honor of the people who are not living? Given all these considerations, a hesped is not considered such a serious issue that for that it should be considered a neder for which she yotzvita in ksuba. Says the Gemara Tanya Yirmei Oimer, Mai diksiv, toiv leleches abeis ha'ovel, meleches abeis ha'mishta, bashu soif kol odom, v'chai yitain alibay. Mai v'chai yitain alibay. What does that mean that people who are alive should take this to heart? Says the Gemara, the Varm Shalmisa, when somebody goes to participate in a levaya, somebody goes to participate in a shiva home, he should recognize the Sofet Yisbaduni, the person who said a hesped on other people will say a hesped on him. The cover, somebody who will participate in the burial of someone else, Yipuruni, people will participate in his burial. The Yadol Yidaluni, somebody who cried over the patira of somebody else, Yivdaluni, they will cry over his patira. The Lavi, if somebody escorts the Nifta, Livaluni, they will escort him. The Ton, somebody who participated in carrying the Mita, the coffin of someone else, Yitanuni, they will do here. So the Mashah asks that we learned earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Mevirnes Ameis Lefnei Akala. So we see that if you have a choice, a mace or a nifter, so we see that Mavirnas a mace of Nekala, we put the mace to the side, and we work, and the Kala goes first. But here, it seems, the Pasuk says, Toiv l'leches a base of Ovel, m'leches a base of Mishta. So he explains that our Gemara, they're speaking about a simcha she'en shel mitzvah. Therefore, a simcha she'en shel mitzvah, beis ava goes first. But the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin was speaking about a simcha shel mitzvah. A simcha shel mitzvah, a kala, which is a simcha shel mitzvah, there the simcha shel mitzvah takes precedent over the levaya. Moreover, says the Ramban, this that we learned on Daf Yud Zayin, that achnosus kala takes precedence over levaya, that's only the chuppah. But once the chuppah already took place, and now you have the option of going to a shiva call or going to a sheva brachas, the Ramban says you should go to the shiva call. So what does this mean that a person should take this to heart? So the Rashi explains that whatever you do will be for someone else will be done for you. The Ritva explains that the Gemara doesn't mean to speak necessarily what you do for someone else will be done for you. But rather what the Gemara means to say, says the Ritva, is that a person has to recognize that our stay in this world is temporary and that we will leave this world. And when a person keeps that in mind, his behavior will be different. The Ben Yoyada asks, if we look at the various activities that are done at a levaya that are all mentioned in our Gemara, the Gemara is sort of out of order. It's because everything is done, and the last thing that's done is the kfura. But our Gemara mentioned kfura earlier. How do we understand that? So he explains that first we go with the hesped and the kfura, because that's done. That was done by specific individuals. Not everybody says a hesped, and not everybody does the actual burial. So then they're mentioned first, and then afterwards everything else is mentioned. The Afla asks, the Gemara often says, and Chazal often say, that what is considered a chesed shel emes? A chesed shel emes is a chesed she'oisim imameisim. Because when you do chesed with a person who's no longer here, you can't expect anything back. But as the flaw, our Gemara just indicated, especially according to Rashi's pshat, that whatever you do for someone else will be done for you. So why is the Gemara saying, what do Chazal always say, that when you do chesed for a mace, it's considered chesed shalemis? So the flaw answers that yes, our Gemara is very clear that if somebody participates in the levaya of other people, people will participate in his levaya, etc. But it's not going to be the same person. If you participated in somebody else's levaya, then the person's levaya, that person will not come back to participate in your levaya. And that's why it's considered a chesed shel emes. We learned in the Mishnah, from Hayim Mishum Davar Acher, Yesh Rishoy. The Mishnah said that if there's something else, then he has a right to make a neder that his wife may not go to the base of Avol Beis HaMishta. Ask the Gemara, what is that Dover Acher? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Bnei Adam Prutzim Shemitzuim Sham. The people who are participating in these events are not fine people, and a husband could say, I don't want my wife to participate, therefore, in that type of event. Amar Vashi, Loy Amarn Al Deschazik. When could the husband make such a nether? Only in a place where it's confirmed that there's such people at that attending these events. Avloyes chazik, if we don't have any confirmation that such people are attending such events, loy kol kmenei, the husband doesn't have a right to make such a nether. We learned further in the Mishnah. Vim amala, amnasha tamer lepliny, mashamartali, if he made a say, whatever you said to me, or mashamartil l'cha, what I said to you, or you said to me, should be repeated. Ask the Gemara, so what's the big deal? Tema, let her repeat. Amar of Yehuda Mishmul, what he's forcing her to say, Edvarim Shel Kloin, things that are not nice. And you can't force your wife to say such things. And as the Rishonim explained, because that causes that the wife should get a bad reputation. A woman who repeats not nice things gets a bad reputation, and you can't force your wife into such a situation. We learned further in the Mishnah. Oy shetei memala mara la ashba. So the pash pshat in the Gemara in the Mishnah was that she should pour things into the garbage dump. So ask the Gemara for pouring things into the garbage dump is not a reason for yoytzev eating ksuba. Vatev, let her just do it. Amar Yudam Shmuel, what he meant to say was tamalav and nefetzis, that she should have relations with her husband, and after she has those relations, she should do things to cause that the zera, that the semen, should come out from her body, and she won't be able to get pregnant, and that's something that she doesn't want to have. But Misnisatana, the Bryce, it says, what does it mean? She tamala sarka demayim v'tar l'ashba. She should fill up 10 barrels of water and then pour them all out. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'shmul, that says malav nefetzis, we could understand, Mishem hachi, yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba. That's why yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba. Even though, explains Rashi, even though a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of pruravu, every woman wants to have children. And by him demanding that she do activities that will prevent her from becoming pregnant, it's a reason to yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba. But why, and that's why yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba according to Shvu'. Rivash explains that even though a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah puravu, a woman has an isser of ashchasa zera. A woman is not allowed to cause that the husband's zera should go to waste. And by her doing what he's demanding of her, she's doing that avera, and that's why yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba. So again, Bishlam l'shmul, mishachi yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba. Ela masnisa, that says that she should keep on pouring buckets of water into the garbage. So tevet, let her do it. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rabba b'bachana Amr Rabbi Yochanan, neshaniris kishayta. Making her do this makes her look like a foolish person, and therefore yoytzi v'yitayim ksuba. Amr Rav Kahana, Hamada sister shlei tishal. If somebody makes a nether that his wife may never borrow something from somebody else, or like tashal, that she can never lend something to anybody else, a naf of a kavra, different sifters, grinders, rechayim, v'taner, a grinder, an oven, yoytz v'yitayim ksuba. Again, it's a reason for yoytz v'yitayim ksuba, shemesir shem ra b'chuneseha. It gives her a bad reputation as if she's a woman that doesn't want to be nice and have any and lend anything. And that's why the people were going to say that there's something wrong with her. So not only in a case where she isn't bought, when she isn't lending, of course a woman doesn't want to have that reputation, but even when she's borrowing, people are going to say there must be something wrong with this woman. Tanya Mehalchi, Hamad Sishtel, Shloi Tisha, Veloi Tashel, Naf v'kavra rechaim v'tana yoytz v'yitayim ksuba neshemesiyah shem rabin shichunaseha v'ken hi shenodra. If she made a nether regarding herself, it wasn't the husband that made the nether, but she herself made the nether shloi tishol v'loi tashol, that she won't borrow or lend, naf v'kavra rechaim v'tana shloi tarek b'godim lebonov, or she won't prepare nice clothing for their children. In all these cases, the husband may divorce her and not have to give a ksuba. Taitzei shalai b'ksuba. Nei shimasi shem rabbi shkinaseha. This type of behavior is something that's unacceptable. And it says the Tamei Rabbeinu Yoina, that was in those cases, in that world where women sell their own clothing, so a woman who refuses to do that is considered somebody that is not doing what a wife is expected to do. Says the Mishnah of Eli Yoytzi Shalai B'Ksuba. These following women go out, and the husband may divorce her, and need not pay the ksuba. Haveris Adas Moshe. Somebody is Haveris Adas Moshe, and as the Ritva says, that if the husband warned the wife just once, don't be over Adas Moshe, which the Mishnah is going to identify in a moment. If a husband just told his wife even once, don't be over das Moshe, and she violates, she loses the ksuba. But what exactly is the hasra? So the Rosh says that the hasra is that the husband tells the wife, if you're going to behave this way, you're going to lose your ksuba. Other Rishonim don't say it she doesn't have to be warned that she does, that she's going to lose a ksuba. As long as the husband warns the wife that this is unacceptable behavior, and she continues to do this, the halacha is that he could divorce her and not have to pay a ksuba. The Rishonim debate, what is going to be the halacha if a husband warned his wife not to behave this way, and she continued this behaving this way? Is the husband allowed to remain with the wife, or must the husband divorce her? The Rashbah, quoting the Ravid, says that this question is actually a question that's posed in the Gemara in Masechta Sota, and the Gemara Masechta Sota doesn't really have an answer to this question, and therefore the halacha is we can't demand that the husband divorce his wife under these circumstances. And if he wants to remain with her, he may. And so is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ritva says that's only in a situation that he could be comfortable that his wife will not do something that will cause him to do the Aveira. Still, others, Rishonim, say that it's appropriate that if you have a wife that's behaving inappropriate, that you should divorce her. And the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer paskins that if he wants to remain with her, we do not demand them to get divorced. Become makom, but says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lov shiyotziyana. There's a mitzvah to divorce. But says the Rambam, that the Rambam's opinion, as we just learned, is that if he wants to remain with her, he may remain with her. But says the Rambam, even though he may remain with her, if ultimately they get divorced, he doesn't have to give the ksuba. But the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that if he chose to remain with her, and then later on he decides to divorce her, at that point he's going to have to give ksuba. However, says the Rashba, if her non-observance of various halachas impacts the husband and the marriage, then they should get divorced. What are some examples? It says if she serves the husband non-kosher food, or she behaves immorally, or she doesn't keep her nedarim, or she speaks publicly about their personal relationship, all of these situations, Yoytze v'yitze ksuba. And as Rabbi Chanan says, the reason is because when a woman behaves in this fashion, that is what causes the marriage to break up. And since that's what causes the marriage to break up, and it's her fault that the marriage broke up, that's what halacha is that doesn't have to give a ksuba. So ask the Mishnah, v'eze das moisha, what is considered das moisha? Says the Gemara, Machilasoi Shein Musar, if she gives him foods that they didn't take off Maisa from, and he didn't know, and as the Rishonim point out, it's not only food that she didn't take off Maisa, it's any food that is not kosher, but he has no way of knowing that the food is not kosher. The meat wasn't properly slaughtered, there's non-kosher ingredients, or if she has relations, or she attempts to have relations with her husband when she's a nida, or she doesn't take off challah from the dough, all these women are people that yotze, that he should divorce and not give her, and not give the ksuba. Vezadas Yehudas, what is considered a veris of Das Yehudas, that their tura halach is teitze b'lo ksuba, Yotze v'rosh perua, she goes outdoors with her hair uncovered, v'tava b'shuk, or she sews in public where people could see parts of her body which should be covered. M'daber sekol adam, she speaks to men not in a proper fashion. Abishalom af hamakalal of asiyalda b'fonav. Somebody, if she chas v'shalom, curses his parents in front of her husband. V'tafram af hakalanis, even a woman who makes noise. Ask the Mishnah, the Ezer Kalanis, exactly what does that mean? Says the Marab, L'kishim Daberis, B'toch Pesoy, when she's speaking about having relations, or actually having relations, and it's done in a fashion, her neighbors hear what she say. Says the Gemara, Machlasa Sheinim Usar. We learned if somebody serves her husband food for which produce for which trumas and maisas weren't removed, that's considered a woman that's a veris adas maisha. Ask the Gemara Hechidami, exactly what is the case of the Mishnah? Idi yada, if the husband knew that the food was, they didn't take off trumas and maisas, why is she to be blamed? Nifresh, let him take off his own trumas and maisas. Idi la yada, and if he wasn't aware, mina yada, so how does he know that we could say that she served him the non-kosher food? How would he ever know? Answers the Gemara Leitzricha. The case of the Mishnah is referring to Darmalei Pliny Kayin Tikkun Sakri. She says, I went to a specific Kayin to help me take off the Trumas and Maisris. The reason they would typically go to Kohanim to have the Trumas and Maisris taken off, of course Rashi says that there's no obligation for the Kayin to take off the Trumas and Maisris. But they typically ask the Kayin to do so for two reasons. One reason is because the Kohanim were proficient in all the halachas of Trumas and Maisris, and since they were proficient in all these halachas, they were the one that knew how to take it off properly. And the other reason is, as we often discuss, one may not eat Truma when it's Tamei. The Kohanim were always careful to keep themselves Tahor, because they always want to be able to eat Truma. So if she goes to the Kayin, she wants to make sure that the Trumas and Maisris remain tahor. So Lo Tzricha. So what is the case? Says the Gemara, the Amrali Pliny Kayin Tikkun Sakri. She reports to her husband that this Kayin took off the Trumas and Maisris on my behalf from the bundle. V'oz v'shayle, and then the husband goes and asks the Kayin, did you do so? V'shtakech shikra, and then it turns out that what she said was not true. The Kayin never did it. So Ritva says that why don't we say that the woman admitted to lying? Why do we have to say that he went to check up on her? So the Ritva originally wants to say that the name of the Ravid, that we have a rule, we learned it earlier in our Masechta, ain't other Mesim Atzma Rasha. So a person cannot admit that they did something wrong. We don't believe them. But then he says that that's not true. This halacha that we don't believe a person is only in a case of knas. We often learn moida v'knas. If somebody's moida that they owe a knas, potter. But if somebody comes and admits that I did something wrong, we do believe them. If somebody comes and admits I owe you money, then they are chayiv. So the Pnei Yeshua, explaining the opinion of the Ravid, says that when a woman admits that she did an Aveira, where do we believe a person when they say they did it in Aveira? It's only in a case where it affects the woman herself. The person says, I owe you money. I stole money from you. So there, we will believe the person. But to believe a person that she was an Averis Adas, the halacha is that we don't believe, because ain't other Mason that's Russia. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Rosh that the Gemara that was saying that when she turned out to say something not true, she's considered an Averis Adas, is only in a case where there are Edom to this episode. But if there are no Edom, she's not considered automatically an Averis Adas. The next case of the Mishnah, which was identified as Averis Adas, is a woman who mishamshes a nida, had relations with her husband when she is a nida. Ask the Gemara again, hey chidami, exactly what is the circumstance we're talking about? Idi yadba, if he knows, nifrash, so he should not have relations with her. Idi lo yada, and if he didn't know she's a nida, nismachala, why isn't halacha that he could trust her? Because says the Gemara, how do we know that Nida could count the days, the Shiv and the Kiyim, and we could trust her when she says she's no longer a Nida? Shinemra, the Pasuk says, regarding the Nida, Rasafla Shivas Yamim, and we learn from here Law La Atzma, that every woman could count for herself. So why can't she be trusted? Says the Mala, Tricha the Amalei, she says to her husband, Plani Chacham, that I went to a Rav with a Shaila about a Kesem, about a stain, and the Rav Tili Esadam, and the Rav said that it's not a problem. Vazel Shaili, and then the husband goes and asks this Rav, is this what happened? Bishtaka Shikra, and it turns out that what she said is not true. Ribai Seima, another explanation is Kerab Yehuda. Damra Yehuda, Shuk Sukhanida Bishchina Sehab. A woman that everybody knew was a Nida, because in those days a Nida would wear different types of clothing. And if the husband has relations with her, Baal Loika Mishem Nida. So if here too, the fact that she was wearing the clothing that a Nida wears, and then she goes and has relations with her husband, that is a proof that she did the wrong thing. So Tysus asks, if the Tayrak Daisha says that the Safra law, that a woman is supposed to count Shiv and the Kiyim. So the Torah says, the Sfatim Lechem, when it speaks about the mitzvah of Sfiris Aymer. And we know, says Tysus, that before one counts Sfiris Aymer, he makes a bracha. So why over here, where a woman is counting the Zayin the Kiyim, when she's a Nida, does she not make a bracha? Says Tysus, that you only make a bracha by something which is firm and will be. The 49 days of the Sfira, but they nothing will interrupt that you will have 49 days of Sfira. Whereas a woman who's counting the 7 days of Nikiyim, something may cause them that she will have an omission during those days, and it won't be Zayin Nikiyim anymore. Since they will no longer be Zayin Nikiyim, the halacha is she has to count, she can't make a bracha. She can't make a bracha. Hochsukah nida b'shchina seha, that refers to a situation where she was wearing the clothing of a nida, and they told the husband that we saw your wife wearing these clothing, and she should be treated as a nida. And then the wife says to her husband, I'm not a maid, I was not a nida. The husband's not supposed to have relations with her. And if she caused him to have relations with her, teitzei lo yitein ksuba. The next example of a woman who is not considered veras das moisha is somebody who doesn't take off chala. Again, ask the Gemara, hechidami, exactly what is the case of the Mishnah? Either yada, if the husband was aware that she wasn't taking off chala, nifresh. So let him take off chala himself. Vidi la yada, and if he wasn't aware, mena yada, how did he become? Says the aware. Answers the Gemara, like tzricha d'amalei pleni gabol tikan lisiso. She said that the certain individual who is an expert, again, she went to the baker to take off the challah for the different reasons that we mentioned earlier. And then also shyly, and then the husband checked up, and it turned out that what she was saying was not true. V'shtakach shikra. Neideres v'edem kayemes. Next example in the Mishnah was somebody who makes a neder and doesn't keep it. Dama mar, says the Gemara Bavarin, nedarim. Because people make nedarim and they don't keep it, bonim mesim. It causes their children to pass away. Shnema, atiten espicho, lachti es besorcha. Don't say that this is an accident, that you violated your nether. Because lomi yiksvel kim al kalecha, v'chavel es v'chibel es masi yadecha. Says the Gemara, eizim masi yadav shal adam, what is considered person's, what he produced, have oimazav barav benoisav. And we see that a person's children pass away because they don't keep the dorim. Rav Nachman Amar Mahacha, Rav Nachman says, well, how do we know this? Because l'shav ikesis b'neichem. We learn from here, l'shav, aliske shav, because people don't keep the nedarim, that's why b'neichem, your children suffer. So I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman asked the question that many ask. We, at every bris milah, we wish that the child should grow up l'taira, l'chuppa, or l'masim toivim. And the question is, why does it say masim toivim after taira and chuppa? The masim toivim, a person is supposed to do masim toivim even before their chuppa. Why does it say l'taira, l'chuppa, l'masim toivim?
Says Rav Shlomo Oba, the Shlomo Zalman Zitzal. Our Gemara just said, Ezo Masi Yodav Shel Adam, what is considered the Masi Yadayim of a person? Zebonov of Benoisov. So when do we have children? After we get married. So that's why we say, L'toira, L'chuppa, and after Mitzvah Shem we have a chuppa, and the couple gets married, and they have children, then we'll have Masim Toivim. They'll have Masim Toivim. What are the Masim Toivim? A Lebon of Ben Yosef Shal Adam, we wish this child at his bris, that in Mitzvah Shem, he should be and be Zoycha to have Masadayim, he should have children. Says the Gemara Tanya Ramei Oimer, Kol Ayideh B'Ishto Shal Ederes V'Enim Mekayemes. Anyone who knows that his wife makes nedarim and does not keep them, yachsev yadirena, make him make the neder again. Ask the Gemara, yadirena, but my misakinlo, how is he solving this problem by making her make a neder again? It says the Gemara, yachsev yachitena, he should talk to her that she shouldn't make nedarim, kadei shetida befonov, that in the future, whenever she makes a neder, that she will do it befonov, in the presence of her husband, and he'll be made for the nether. So if that's the case, why is nedarim such a big issue? He should just be made for the nether. Says the Gemara, because even though technically he can be made for the nedarim, but it's difficult for a husband to live with a wife who makes nedarim. And therefore, since it's difficult to live, he could divorce her. Tanya Yudaimer, Kal Yidei Be'ishta She'ena Koitz L'Chala, any husband who's aware that his wife doesn't take her chala when she makes a dough, Yachse V'yefrish Achra. So whenever she makes a dough, he should take off chala himself. Amrloi, to which the Chum said to Yehuda, that is not what's reasonable. Because Ein Adam Dorim Nochsh B'Kfifa. If a woman's not doing what she's supposed to be doing and keeping a kosher home, it's not a woman that you could live with. Says the Gemara. Somebody, the man that says that you can't expect the husband to take off challah, certainly you can't expect the husband to be monitoring if his wife is making the dorm. A man that says you can't expect a husband to live with a wife who makes the dorm, aval ha zimli the mikri, there's sometimes that she won't take off v'achal, and he'll end up eating something he wasn't supposed to eat. Vezi Das Yehudas, Yotzev Rosh Perua. Ask the Gemara, why is that called Das Yehuda? Rosh Perua, Deraisahi. The Isser for a woman to walk with her hair uncovered is an Isser Deraisa. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding in the Pasha Soita. Ufaris Rosh Isha. Part of the procedure that's done with the woman who's a Soita is that they uncover hair. But Tana de Beri Shmo, as Harol B'nai Yisrael, from here we learn that B'nai Yisrael are not allowed to go to the Peru Rosh. And as Rashi explains, the fact that the Torah tells us that by Soita we should uncover a hair, that means this specific woman is the woman that we uncover here. Every other woman, we don't uncover here. Answers the B'Deraisa B'Kalta. The Raisa, it's enough that she wears some sort of a net over her hair, and we could see the hair through the net. The Raisa b'kalta shapadami. Das Yehudas, the Aloch is kalta nami osur. The Torah says that the Isser is that it should be that the Aloch is that it should be completely covered, and nobody should see any of her hair. Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, kalta, a woman who goes out wearing a net. It's not considered she went out with her hair uncovered. Havber Abzeira, Heicha. Exactly what are you referring to? Ilayim Bishuk, if you're telling me that she's walking out of the Shuk this way, says the Gemara, Das Yehuda. We just learned that it's a Das Yehudas that a woman is not allowed to walk out just with a kalter covering her hair. Ela B'chatzer is saying that she didn't go out to the street, she's in the privacy of her own chatzer. And you're saying that that's not Peru Rosh, but it's Osir. M. Cain says the Gemara, if you're not going to let the woman walk around in her own chutzah this way, M. Cain, apparently, all women used to wear in the privacy of their chutzah a kalta. Elma, Abai, Vitei, Rav Kahana, chutzah, chutzah, derech mavi. She goes from one chutzah to another chutzah, walking through a mavi. And what Rashi explains is that she doesn't walk out publicly with the kalta, but she walks out in a place which isn't completely private. And since she walks out in a place which isn't completely private, it's inappropriate. Tava b'shuk, the next example that we learned in the Mishnah of a woman who violates Das Yehudis is if she sows in the public. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, what does this mean? Isha marries herself b'nei Adam, she uncovers her hands and people could see her body, the place that should be covered. When she is sewing, she has her the threads next to her private parts, and that's not the way a woman should sit publicly. We learned there's a violation of Das Yehudis. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, what does that mean? B'mesachekes in the bachrim. That halach is that not just that she explains the Ritva, not that she speaks to men. Just because a woman speaks to men, it's not considered that she's Overis al Das Yehudis. Only if she does it on a constant basis and in an appropriate manner is she considered Overis al Das. Amar Rabba Babachana, Simnachada Kazlina Basid Ravukva. I was once walking behind Ravukva, Khazisi Lar Avya, I saw an Arab woman, Davyasva, that she was sitting, the Koshadi Bapilcha, and she was sewing, with Tavavared Kanega Panel. And she had the thread next to her private parts. Kivin Khazitan, once she saw us, Peska Lapilcha, she took the sewing equipment, the Shadisei, and she threw it away. Amalei, Ulam, Havli Plach. And then she said to me, she threw it away, and she asked me, please give it to me. Amar Bar Rav Ukva said, Milsa, my Amar Bar, what did he say? Trevina Amar Tava B'shuk. He said, Amar Bar, he said that this is the woman, this is the example that our Mishnah spoke about, Tava B'shuk. Ravina Amar Medaberes Kol Adam Amar Bar, that she is an example of what our Mishnah spoke about, Medaberes Kol Adam. Says the Marab Shal Amar, Af HaMekalelas Yolda B'fonav, is Taitse Blake Suba. Amr of Yehuda Amishmul, Makalelas Yelada Befrei Meladav. When she curses the parents of her husband in front of her husband, the Simonach, and how do we notice? How do we speak about, how do we know that? Ephraim and Menashe Kruven Shimon Yuli. Yaakov Avinu said that Ephraim and Menashe, the children of Yosef, should be considered like his own children, Ruven and Shimon. And suddenly, we're talking about, he says, somebody who curses one's parents in front of his children, grandparents in front of the children. She says in front of this man's children, a lion cheated up your grandparents. Ask the Gemara, my kalanis, exactly what is a kalanis? When she speaks about tashmish, she does it in such a loud manner that everybody can hear what she's saying. When she has relations in one chatzar, and her voice can be heard elsewhere. Ask the Gemara, if that's who she is, why is she not mentioned amongst the other mumin of our Mishnah? That if a person can't hold themselves back from being yelling during tashmish, Ella, says the Gemara, the explanation must be that she speaks in a loud manner about private matters. Says the Mishnah Makadosh Shisha Menashe Enola Nedarim. Somebody makes a neder, a tenai in the Kedushin, that there's no that this woman did not make Nedarim. And then, after they get married, V'nimtza Ela Nedarim. It is discovered that she did make Nedarim. The halacha is Enim Kedushis. Because this Kedushin was made with a Tanai, and if there is a violation of the Tanai, we don't have a Kedushin. However, it seems that let's say if such a condition was not said, and one marries a woman and he discovers that this woman has Nedarim, that isn't a fair reason to have to get them divorced. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that even if somebody is Mekadosh and Isha and he did not make any such condition about Nadarim. But then he discovers that his wife has these, his wife is a woman that made Nadarim, says Taisus, that's a good enough reason to get divorced. It cuts a stam, Nimtzala Nadarim, Taitse, Beloik Suba. Amnash Embe Mumma Vinitzba Mumma, Enem Kadeshis, Kanta Stam. If he married her on the assumption that she doesn't have mumin, the nimtza mumin takes up like suba. So the difference is it does she have to get a get, or does no get required at all? Kol mumin paisim kahanim, says the Mishnah, any mum that's considered a mum by kahanim, the loch is also a mum by noshim, by a wife. Says the Gemara, tanan nami kedushin gar gavna, there's a similar Mishnah in Masechta Kedushin. So the question that the Gemara is asking is why do we need to have two Mishnayis that teach us the same halacha? Answers the Gemara, Hacha, Ksuba Sistrukhalei. The point of our Mishnah is to teach us what's relevant for Hilchas Ksuba. And Tana Kedushin, and the halacha that refers to Kedushin, was only mentioned at the Ksubas. On the other hand, Hasam, when this Mishnah is taught in Masechta Kedushin, Kedushin Sistrukhalei. The main point is to teach us Hilchas Kedushin and Tana Ksubas, and whatever's taught about Ksubas is only mentioned Otta Ksubin, and explains the Shita. The Shita explains that still both Mishnais, if the main point of our Mishnah is to teach Hilchas Ksuba, why does the Mishnah first begin with Hilchas Kedushin? Explains the Shita that even though the main point, as we just learned of our Mishnah, is to teach us Hilchas Ksubas, but the Mishnah goes in the proper order, and the proper order is Kedushin and then Ksubas, and then the Ksuba Halacha. Amar Yachim Shem Rav Shem B'Yin Tzadik, Beil and Dorm Amru. What type of Nadarim are Nadarim that a husband could say, I can't live with this wife? If she made a neder, she'll take a basa, she won't eat meat, she'll take the yayin, she won't drink wine, she'll take the skash of a big day tzvayinim. All of these types of Nadarim which cause the woman to be adversely affected on the dorm that the husband says, this is not the neder that I'm prepared to, with a wife that I'm prepared to live with. Tanya nami hochi, Beil and Dorm Amru, Dvarm Shesh Bam Inu Nefesh. Shleitach Abasor, Shleitish the Yayin, Shleitish Kashi Bebigdi Tzvainim. Havivere Papa. Answer Papa. Ahai. We just learned all these about all these types of Nadarim. Regarding what halacha of the Mishnah was it talking about? Ilema a Reisha. Is it referring to the Reisha? Where somebody did Kedushin with a woman with the condition that she doesn't have any Nadarim, and then it discovers that she does have Nadarim. The halach is the kedushin is not a kedushin. So what type of nadarim are referred to nidre in a nefesh? Says the Gemara, why would I say that? Since we see, asked the Gemara, given the kapavkut, that this man doesn't want to have a wife who made nadarim, so I feel called milinami. Any neder should make, and she did make nadarim, then the kedushin should be invalidated. It's going on the sefer. It's talking about a case where he didn't make such a tanai. So if she has Nadarim that don't really affect her that much, the marriage remains. There's no din of Taitse v'leik Suba. If, however, the Nadarim are such Nadarim that affect their marriage, then the halach is Taitse v'leik Suba. Vashi Amalaylam Reisha. It is talking about a Reisha. And the man made a condition, I don't want to have a wife that makes Nadarim. However, says the Marmida, the Kabdi by Inchi, Nadarim that bother people, that's where we say that the Tanai was a Tanai and have a Kepeda Kepeda, and therefore if she isn't living up to that condition because she has these types of Nadarim, the marriage is invalidated. However, if the Nadarim are of the type of Nadarim, Midi, the Loi Kapta Bayinshi, Nadarim that people don't really care about, so Loi have a Kepeda Kepeda, we don't say that that's what he meant with the Tanai, and therefore the halacha is that the marriage is not invalidated, the marriage remains well.